Good morning. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I shouldn't talk louder. Good morning. Can you hear me yet? Maybe a little higher. Oh, there we go. Now they'll hear me. Good morning. Thank you guys for the great morning welcoming. Good morning. Good morning, Vale. How you doing? Okay, well, here's the deal. First of all, I don't know if you guys know this, but when you stay out in cardboard boxes, there's no like electricity. So my phone is almost dead, so I'm charging it over here. So just know that if I'm walking over there, it's because I don't just want to text somebody. It's actually because my notes are on my phone. Okay? Now, you see a couple things on the stage. These are the coats that we were able to raise so far. So if we can give the round of applause to the awesome people that gave and did. And now if the youth that bared the cold could come up. All of you that were outside. They're back there. Sure. Okay. All right, for you that don't know, this is now my 8th time doing this event. It is all of their first time, and I think that they all enjoyed it at least somewhat. That's upside down. All right. So, it actually wasn't that bad. You guys may think it was really horrible out there. It really wasn't too bad. It's been worse, trust me. So we were really, I believe we were blessed. Claudia and I were praying very hard that the increase in temperature would happen, and we literally jumped about 30 degrees from what it has been recently. Would we agree that it's been around zero at night? So it went up to 30, 32, so that was great. That was super cool. God answered. And then our second prayer was that God would help us to endure the elements or get rid of them. He helped us to endure. So basically, let me just give an intro of what this is. I made up this kind of three-liner that I put on Facebook before we started the event. It is open minds, hearts extended, being the hands and feet of Jesus. That is the vision of this event. Open minds, A, we open their minds. We open other people's minds to know what is going on, that there is a need out there. Extending our hearts, we extend it to people and to God. And Jesus told us to be the hands and feet. If we're not being the hands and feet, the church is going nowhere. Make any sense? Okay, so Carrie is going to start, I think. Carrie is going to tell us her first impressions of this event and letting us know what she thought. And these are the thoughts that happened previous to it happening and right as soon as she got there, stuff like that. This is not her afterthought. You can stay standing. Beautiful.
Okay, so my first impression when he told us this was, I thought it could maybe be fun. I mean, it sounded a little crazy because it was the middle of February and it'll probably be freezing. And the first time he said it, Colin pulled out his phone and looked at the forecast. He's like, it's going to be 14 degrees and snowing. We're like, that's in like a month and a half. How are you going to know that? As it got closer, we're like, wow, Colin, you were kind of right. It's snowing outside. So as the week went on, I was like, I really hope it doesn't snow because that's kind of going to not be fun with cardboard boxes that are wet and soaked. So as the week went on, it kind of looked like it was going to snow. And I was like, okay, maybe we won't have it. Maybe it'll be rescheduled. That's fine with me. So I was kind of just waiting to see what happened. And then yesterday came and it started snowing. And I'm like, okay, so what's going to happen now? So we were kind of all like, texting each other, like, are you coming? Are you coming? Is this still happening? And I guess everyone's still like, okay, I'm showing up. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll show up. So we got here, and we were trying to like figure out what we were going to do with our boxes. So it was a little interesting because we were trying to shovel off the parking lot to put our tarp down, and then we were trying to keep the tarp clean, which was hard enough to then put the boxes on to not get them wet. So it took, it was a little interesting trying to figure out everything and get everything set up and not getting it soaked. So I thought we were probably going to be pretty wet and didn't know how long we were going to last outside because everyone was kind of getting a little cold. But we got the fire started and I think we were fine, so then we kind of just had to see where it was going to go from there.
So as you can see in this picture here, I'm going to use this because I like using this. So this is our boxes, and we covered it with tarp because we were provided some tarp to use to try to keep the elements out. You'll hear more about that later, how much that actually did or did not work. All right. So, yeah, that's a good intro, actually. Okay, so going into what Rachel's going to be talking about, just to understand, this is our boxes, this is our tarps, this was our sleeping conditions at that time, and Rachel will kind of talk about stuff that will coincide with that.
So, about later into the night, the salt trucks started driving by snowplows, and they were loud. And something I realized later this morning as we were talking, that homeless people, like Mike said, they don't have a house to live in, they can't put up a do not disturb sign. They just have to sit through it. But in a lot of ways, our night was different than what a homeless person might experience. We had sleeping bags. I had an air mattress. I had a mummy sleeping bag. I had a pillow. Had tarps over our cardboard boxes getting wet. We played soccer. We had two thermoses of hot chocolate. Nikki Knafziger brought a crock pot of hot chocolate later that afternoon. Thank you. You're in here. And I don't think we even drank it all. And Jeremy Knafziger, who was awesome, he and his daughter Abby went to every pizza place in town pretty much. They were all closed. But we were still okay because Pastor Ron brought fried chicken. So, and then we set up the giant inflator screen. We put a fire pit in front and we watched a movie. Now, we had two movies, Heaven is for Real and the Lego Movie. I watched Heaven is for Real. Well, we started. Mike's laptop kept freezing. And I was unhappy that we weren't watching the Lego Movie. I totally missed out on the fact that we got to watch a movie. Ridiculous. And then, while we were watching the movie, my parents brought chicken nuggets. I was so full that I could barely force three down. And if you've ever seen a chicken nugget, you know those are tiny.
Wait, three? I could have ate one of those.
I guess I can hold my hot chocolate better than And top it all off, I look like a bum. You're allowed to laugh at that. But that's intentional. And I can go home, I can change, I can shower, I don't have to look like this all week. Most people don't. Homeless people, they don't have that option. In short, I think we learned a lot about what it's like to be homeless, but we barely scratched the surface.
Go ahead, Taylor. Go ahead, Taylor.
Okay, so the point of this fundraiser was to raise code people and think of others today. And we got coats, and I don't even think these are all of them because there were a lot that were brought in bags. Some people brought coats in before the fundraiser, and then a lot of people brought in coats during or after. We actually even got money donations at one point. We took these signs, and we stood at the road, and we were basically street performers trying to get people to notice us to donate coats. And we had a lot of people that like would either tell us we're in the road or would be like, hey, this is a good idea. And so we got a lot of donations throughout the night. I mean, I think we actually stopped standing at the road around 10 o'clock. But, yeah, we were just, like, so, like, I don't want to say, like, thrown off, but, like, we were definitely, like, really blessed to see how many people brought, like, coats for everybody that needs them. And these coats are going to go to a good organization. And just, like, we're so thankful. And it makes us feel good to know that sleeping out in the cold and the rain and the snow and everything else is totally worth it for other people. And I think that was kind of the main point.
So I'm going to say a little bit something about this, these pictures. Sorry, Nate, not to ruin your turn. So if you see, okay, see, here's Isaiah. Here's Isaiah. Okay, I missed him in this one. This is a good thing. All right. But Brenton is in all of them. Oh, wait. Wait. Who is this? Okay, so he's in all of them, too. So listen, these pictures were taken within, I don't know, 20 seconds, all three of them. They ran to each coat because, or each sign because they wanted to feel like they were doing more, I think. But they, as you can see, I said try to stay dry. Brenton listens well, very well. You can tell that he dove right into the event. And so this is kind of what we dealt with all night long. But, okay, now go ahead, Nate. Tell me your personal experience.
Well, going into the event, I never did.
Nate didn't stay like this, by the way. Was dressed much differently.
I wore this, but I had a coat on. I just got ready in worship. Okay. But anyway, I never did something like this, and this is definitely an eye-opener for all of us. And it's really difficult for homeless people just to stay warm and stay dry. I know we were out for like, I don't know, long out. 12 hours. And we played soccer and we got wet, but homeless people don't, like, they don't try to get wet. And it's really difficult to dry. And, like, for me, it's just an eye-opener that, like, some of us, like, I don't see homeless people every day, but, like, a lot of people do. And it's just, how I said, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of upset that, like, we have so much homeless people in America, and it's supposed to be a great country. Kind of is, but we still have homeless people. But it's just eye-opener, me, see that, like, we can do stuff like this for homeless people. We can raise stuff for homeless people, and it's just really thankful as a youth. I just want to thank all the parents and all the people like gave coats to us. Just thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Brenton, don't start off with telling us how America's the best. Just do what you're supposed to do.
All right. Well, on Wednesday at youth group, Mike informed us that we would have to be sleeping in more than one person in a box. Let's just say I wasn't exactly thrilled about that because there's nothing worse than waking up with someone else's arm or foot or I don't even know what sticking in your face. And so, yeah, I wasn't exactly looking forward to that. So we get there and we pick out our boxes, and it was me, Colin, Isaiah, and Caleb, and we picked one big box. And our plan was to sleep double, and it was tight, but there was enough room to do that. So we're laying in there. It's like 2 o'clock. All of a sudden, we just hear water dripping down it, like it's streaming down, and it's right on top of me and Isaiah. And so we pull our sleeping bags out, and at this point I don't think anyone else had gone into the church yet, so we're like, all right, we are not doing this. We still had some pride left, so I mean, we weren't going to do anything like that. So we looked over our options, and we realized we could be the first people to go in, or we could all try and fit in one corner. So pretty much what the rest of the time before we had to go in looked like was Colin, Isaiah, and Caleb laying on the ground, me laying on top of them, and we're in like a 6x3 area, so it was tight. We were in there for probably like an hour and a half, and then we had to go in. But yeah, it was definitely a moment that, looking back, we all can agree that God was definitely showing us that we need to be flexible. We had our plans, but that wasn't exactly what it turned out to be. So yeah,
that's for sure. Okay, I want you guys to kind of envision this. So we have. Well, let me say it a different way. Have you ever seen a very tiny car, like maybe a Punch Bug, or my car? The back seat's very small, like a Cobalt, a two-door car. You have like this little tiny area. Now imagine that it fits three very uncomfortably, and the middle person's super uncomfortable. But imagine four people trying to do that with sleeping bags and everything else that they had. I looked inside the box, and this is what I saw was, like, I swear they were stacked on top of each other like Lincoln Logs. So I wasn't sure what to make of it at 3 in the morning, but I said, are you guys okay? They're like, oh, we're just real good. Everything's all great. I'm like, at least you're staying warm. Oh, man, it was bad. Okay, so I wish I took a picture. Actually, I do have a video. If anybody wants to try to see it later, I have a video of it. But I tried to open it and scare him, and then I saw him all stacked on top of each other. I was like, what the heck is going on? I took a video. Yeah, you didn't know. All right, Caleb, where are you? All right, his turn.
Well, I'm supposed to share my personal experience, and it was pretty hard. I was hungry most of the time, but I knew that I was getting food, and like, if you're homeless, I don't think you know when you're going to get food, so that was also, I was thinking about that, and it was cold, so that was also hard. I was pretty miserable outside, everything was wet, and I just wanted to go inside, but that wouldn't really work out too well. I came thinking that we would not raise that many coats, or we wouldn't get too many coats, but I'm pretty happy with the number that we got. We got a lot. 92. That's some. We also got a lot of donations. That was pretty good. The worst part, I would have to say, was probably just standing in the snow. We also had a fire going, so that was also pretty good.
All right, now Jess.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon, I guess, before we were coming, it was snowing a lot, and I was thinking, oh, I don't know how many people are going to be coming, you know, because it's going to be cold and wet. I didn't know how many people would actually show up. So it was really, really exciting to see how many people came, how many of you guys came and actually stayed the whole time. I'm like so excited that so many people came. And like it was so exciting to see us all working together, standing out by the road and holding up signs and dancing and just doing whatever to get people's attention. It was just really eye-opening seeing that when God tells us something, that we actually did it. We stuck to his plan. We didn't be like, oh, it's going to be so cold and wet. I don't want to do this. I don't want to follow my own plan. We followed his plan, and it did a lot, and it's just so exciting, and it was so great.
I want to say thank you to all the people that were encouraging. There was a lot of emails, there was a lot of texts, there was a lot of calls. talking about your support and stuff like that. That means a lot to us because it's hard to do an event like this. It's not like I thought of this event and I was like, I can't wait to do this. This is like totally what I've been waiting to do all my life. You know, it's like, it's hard, but we know that it's good and it teaches everybody something, whether it's us or them or the community. So the encouragement is super, super helpful and beneficial for us. I know it was for me, and I know it was for everybody else. So you guys coming out and supporting us, the ones that bared the bad, bad roads. You didn't really have to, but we thank you, and I'm glad you're alive. So thank you for that. And the ones that stayed home, maybe you were being smart. But the other ones, I'm happy for that you came. I'm just saying. So either way, we really want to thank all the people that were encouraging. It was really a boost. If nothing else kept us warm, that did. So thank you. Now, if you guys don't know Colin, this is him, and he enjoys talking. So he asked if he could kind of give us a summary of the night, and I'm sure other things will come out of that. So go ahead, Colin.
All right, well, we'll just see where this leads. So when I first was looking at the long-term weather forecast, and I saw it was going to be snowing and pretty cold temperatures, I was not too worried. I've slept outside hundreds of times before, so I was not worried. I had warm clothes and stuff to wear. So we showed up, and we put our boxes together and stuff, and it's still snowing, and we're just building fires and stuff, and but I didn't know what to think of it. It keeps snowing, and slowly the temperature climbs, and it turns to rain, and I realized this could get bad. And shortly thereafter, 2 a.m, we decide to turn in, and as people have said before, that didn't turn out too good. So fast forward a couple hours afterwards, we have really realized how hard it is to be homeless, what they really have to endure, and all the positives that we have to look forward to after. And so afterwards, my point of view has been completely changed. For sleeping outside in cardboard boxes, and overall, I think we all had a pretty good time. We may be a little wet and hurt pride later, but overall, I think it was a great night and great time. We got a lot of coats. Nate said it was the eye opener, so fun time.
I'm gonna go through these pictures, the rest of them, kind of tell you what's going on here. So we did something that we called snowball soccer. Okay, talk about difficult. It was very hard to go up the field with the ball. You could kick the ball over there, but going to go with the ball was pretty much impossible. You see, we're actually playing here. It looks like we're standing and talking. This is playing. These are people trying to be very safe. Which must have been the second game, because the first game not so much. But here's the ball right here. Nobody's near it because it takes like 10 minutes to get to it. We were playing in probably some of the areas don't look that deep, but this is all trampled down. Probably a good 4 or 5 inches for running in originally. Kids had a good time. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of people falling over, a lot of laughing. No matter what you say, it happens anyway. No matter. Don't slide on the ground. Don't slide tackle each other. Don't rip each other down. Don't, none of that. It all happened. All of it. Everything. At one point, they went into a wrestling match for fun, and it wasn't even the same sport. Okay. This is the Chilean group. I want you guys to understand something here. First of all, this is my wife. If you don't know that, this is her. She's beautiful. She's great. She weathered the storm with us, and if it wasn't for her, I probably wouldn't be able to do it as well. So just so you guys know, she's awesome. All right. Okay. This is Francia, okay? This is Claudia's cousin, and I want you guys to understand something. Even at 30 degrees, it's an 80-degree difference from what she just came from. So you can only imagine when she was trekking around with us at 0 degrees, how much different it was. 110 degrees difference or so. So you guys just got to give her a hand clap, because this is I mean, I know that when she came here, she wasn't expecting to do that, but she decided to, which was really cool. We didn't tell her to. She said she wanted to. So that's really awesome. And I was glad you. This is our failure of a movie. No, this is, okay, everything was great. We had another fire here. We had I'm sorry, can you see this one? Should I go back and forth? I'm not good at this. We should just have one screen. So this is our movie theater. This is not normal for homeless people. Then we have a fire pit. You can see a little bit of glow here. And so we were kind of surrounding a fire pit and watching a movie. Basically, everybody was watching the movie. We had a couple of people that brought down plastic and laid on plastic, then covered themselves with like thermoplastic or whatever they decided to use. Some of them were in their sleeping bags outside. We started watching Heaven is for Real. The reason why I said we started is because every, I don't know, 20 minutes or so, it would crash and it would freeze. I would assume it was freezing literally, and that's why it froze. So that's my assumption. I'm not actually sure. But it would take a good 5 minutes to boot right back up because I'd have to restart the computer, do the whole thing over. After the fifth time, we decided to be continued, and we will watch the movie another time. So that's what that was like. This is socio? Yeah, socio? Yeah. In Spanish, socio is like partner in crime, right? This is Nate McFarland. Everybody was in their boxes, and he helped me get everybody situated and closed up the ends and got everybody nice. There was less wind and all that. And he stayed up a little extra to help me out. So I had to take a picture of him because he is drying his gloves off right now because he was assisting me, so he has to get some credit for that. This was the majority of the night, people trying to stay warm. They enjoyed the fire pits. So thank you for the people that brought the fire pits. Once again, we'd be really cold if you weren't there, and the people that brought the wood. So thank you for that. This is the look that Colin had the whole night, right here. The double hip hugging thing here. And he was always telling us something that we could learn from his obvious wisdom. So that's what's going on there. Okay, I want you to understand what's going on here. Me and Nate shared a box. And I was privileged, first of all, because I was able to enter. But this was Nathan's room. Stop, do not enter. He made sure. This was ridiculous is what it really was. He showed us, everyone started dying laughing, and then he taped it up on his box. And so this is the entrance to our box. He got the side with no hole. I got the hole. But that's okay. It's his room, not mine. So I guess that's how it works out. Now, I told the girls, the guys didn't seem to care much, but I told the girls that they could come and they could decorate their box. This is another thing that does not happen in the homeless community. You don't just buy battery-operated lights and decide to string up your new home. So this is what happened. They have some lights here. They have, I don't know, that must just be a light going on the side. And there's a bunch of string lights. It was pretty... What are these? Oh, that's great. Okay, so those are glow sticks. Okay, so they're glow sticks. I'm sorry. I didn't take this picture, if that helps. All right, we'll move on because I don't know what I'm talking about. All right. So this is, if it wasn't for this one, once again, I just want you guys to know, nothing would be going as well as it is. If I asked the Lord ever to teach me something and smack me in the face, he gave me her. So it works great. It works great. I mess up a lot, and she fixes me. So I'm just happy she was there, and she was able to stay warm with us. She wanted to do it. We ended up going inside around 3 o'clock or 3:30 because there was 3 boxes that were getting poured into. So at that moment, I had to break a couple people's pride and let them know that they have to go inside because I say so, and they fought me for about 5 minutes, and then they finally went in. But we stayed out until 3. Many of them were sleeping when I woke them up, and I put the rest inside. This is a picture of a selfie of a selfie of a selfie. All right. This is what, okay, if you guys don't know your youth group, this is what happens, okay? I promise if you look at, if you know social networking, if you put hashtag selfie, you'll see our youth group over and over again. And this is the final group. This is all the people that were there. Round of applause for all the people that were cold.
I wasn't cold.
You guys may sit down. You can sit down over here if you'd like. I mean, you can sit there too. It doesn't bother me. Okay. If you don't mind, I think the Lord has something he would like me to share. That's okay. Response of that's okay would work. Great. Thank you. All right, so if you have your Bibles, if you don't, there's some in the pews. I don't know the numbers. Sorry. The chairs, the pews, whatever you want to call them. I don't mind. We're going to first turn to Galatians 5. As you're turning there, I'll just pray if you can pray with me. Lord, I ask that you would have your way, that you would speak through me, that you would deliver a message that is important to you and not important to me. God, I ask that primarily this would be your word, and that your Holy Spirit would help guide us in the way that it needs to be guided. Thank you for who you are. We thank you for all you've done. We thank you that you allow us and give us the opportunity to serve. Okay, so Galatians 5, we're going to turn to verse 13. We're going to read two verses here. So I'll start. For you are called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. I believe in America we are able to have a lot of freedom. If we see what's going on around the world, we can see that a lot of people have a lot of things that are going on that are not cool. But we agree with ISIS and ISIL and all sorts of wars and all this stuff that's happening everywhere. Ukraine, Russia, the list goes on. We are called to freedom. We have some kind of freedom here in America. And the next part of that says the opportunity for the flesh. Do not allow the opportunity of the flesh, but through love serve one another. So we can't always be thinking about ourselves and what we want, what we desire, because we're free to do so. We have to still be thinking about other people. It's sometimes I believe it's harder for us because we're so comfortable that thinking about other people, it's like, oh, they're okay. This is America. Everything's going to be fine. You know? Not always true. There's a lot of people struggling with a lot of stuff. If you guys didn't hear, my friend took his life about 2 weeks ago. And somebody could have been there for him and maybe assisted him in some way that would have helped him to not make that decision. But I believe that God is stirring this thing in me where it's like, we're so selfish here because really, we think everything's okay. And it's like, and more so, we're more worried about ourselves than other people. Okay, moving on, we're going to go to Matthew 6. Can't get there fast enough. That is okay. Oh, I lied. Luke 14. Sorry, guys. We're going to start in verse 13. But when you give a feast, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the just. I'm not going to get into some of that, because we'll get into it in the next verse in Matthew. But it says invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. This does not sound like inviting the popular, the cool, the people that you want to be around, and the people that have this awesome, great, wonderful influence always, right? This isn't talking about people that are rich. It's talking about people that will give you some kind of good stature. It's not. It's talking about the people that don't have any of them. Once again, the poor. Okay, people that don't have money. The crippled. People that can't move like normal people. The people that you look at sometimes, you're like, that's kind of weird, right? How many kids have done that in the past? I know I did when I was a kid. I see a kid in a wheelchair in my school, and it's like, I can't hang out with him in a wheelchair because I'm so much better. The lame, you can think that the same way, or even mentally lost of some sort. The blind, I think about this as you think about blind people in a physical, but I just want to challenge you, and how about a blind in the spiritual? How many people are blind out there spiritually and we let them blind? You know? How many? All right, if we can move to Matthew 6, now we're actually there. The reason why I like you guys flipping through your pages is A, I get to hear them, and B, you get your fingers dirty in the Bible, because that's always good. They say the person that has the nicest looking Bible is not the nicest Christian. They say the person that has the crappiest looking Bible that has duct tape all over it and it's ripped up, probably a servant. Probably actually try to love. Now, if you have several Bibles and you like to use your new one once in a while, that's, I'm not talking about you. Matthew 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. I think our biggest problem in America is consumerism and materialisticness, if you will. And I feel like we store up all these things all the time. I need this, I need this, I need this, I need this certain kind of SUV, and you can't just get a normal SUV. You've got to get the, you know, has the, it's all loaded, it has the big old rimbos on it, it has a nice system in it. You know, you got to get that, all that stuff, right? Probably speaking more to the teenagers with all the rimbos and stuff, but for you guys, you know, like, what do you need? Is it something specific that you're striving for that you really want and you weren't able to get it? There's nothing wrong with like wanting stuff or desiring stuff. It's just bad when you desire that more than things that are eternal. If we have all these things, and here's a good way to understand if you think this way. When people come over your house, you show them all your stuff. Look at my TV. Look at my new car. Look at my new pants. Look at my whatever it is. Then you know you're trying to show off what you've required because for some reason that means so much to you that you have to show them. I'm not talking about just your friends that you're just like, hey, look what I just bought. I don't want to go that deep into it because that's totally different. You care everything. But I'm talking about the people that, like, you bring over a stranger and it's like, I got to let them know that I'm at this level of awesomeness because of all this stuff that I have acquired. We are not supposed to be those kind of people. Once again, going back to my friend that died, he's not my first friend that died, but he is my first good friend that committed suicide. Once again, God brought this thought back into my mind, and it's that people are the only things on this earth that are eternal. So are we storing up stuff that isn't eternal to now bring it back somewhere else, or are we putting a lot of time and emphasis into people because they're the only thing that we can bring with us when we die? That's it. Nothing else. The treasures that you're storing up there are already up there, so you ain't bringing it. But there's people that you can influence along the way that you can bring with you. We need to invest in people because that is the greatest return. Any kind of bank, any kind of anything else you get and you're investing into, I promise you it's not a better return. I promise. Do angels dance when you get a good investment in a bank? Do they? No. What about when somebody gives their life to the Lord? I think God's more about the party than he's about you getting a little bit more money, right? One of my last points is that we need to learn better, and I say this because probably because I'm younger than a lot of you, but I'm sure that if you're older than me, doesn't mean that you can't do this also. We need to continue to learn how to live by the conviction of the Holy Spirit and less on our personal preference. So many times during whatever it is, we want to live by our personal preference or what we have known to be for ourselves. You know, we're scared of something, so we want our kids to be scared of it because we were scared, so we stayed away, so they need to stay away, whatever it is. Have we stopped and asked God what he thought about that? So many times we make decisions and we're not asking God. I went over this several times with several people in the past 2 weeks. Have you even prayed about that? No. You don't need to talk to me then. You got to talk to somebody else. So in the same for all of us, we need to make sure that the first primary person, the person that has the greatest impact in the outcome of what's happening, we go to him and we talk to him first. If we're going to just talk to all our friends, Google, you guys know how I feel about Google, right? We're asking all the questions there. Do we realize that God is so far outside the box that he can do whatever he wants in that situation? As long as it lines up with his character, of course. This is not something that we do on Sundays and Wednesdays and when we have some kind of group that's meeting. This is something we need to do all the time in everything we do. I don't care if it's preparing dinner. Have you ever asked God what you should prepare for dinner? Maybe it'll taste better than what you're doing. I'm just saying. I should do that more. So I can cook better. You know, sometimes. Like it. All right. But in everything we do, there's so many small steps that we're just doing because we're going along with the flow. Because my personal opinion is that Satan, the enemy, wants us to do all these things by ourselves so that we are totally independent of God instead of being completely dependent on him. Going back to all the other countries, there are so many countries out here that they are literally, like I talked to this person once, they say, I literally have to pray to God every day because if I don't, I feel like I'll lose my life. Can you imagine doing that? They're praying through everything because it's like at any moment they could lose their life because there's a war going on. My challenge this morning, and then I'll let you go, is if we go back to the sermon that I preached in December, I said what I believe wisdom was. Wisdom is God's opinion. That is what I believe. It doesn't say that in the Bible. Like that. Read it. Probably agree. We need to be listening to God's opinion, which is wisdom, more than our own and other people. Because although we have great friends, they may love the Lord or whatever, maybe God has something a little bit different for us. And he can direct us very well. I know there's people around us. This does not mean that you ever stop talking to people and confiding in people. You just need to go to God also and primarily. Very important. Please hang out with your friends. I believe it's in Hebrews that says, do not forsake the meeting of the brethren. Don't stop, but please include God in it. Okay? I feel like sometimes people have this church group, Ananias and Sapphira, they wanted to be a part of this thing, right? So they did what they had to do to be part of this thing, but God wasn't really involved. You know? We don't just want to be a part of this thing. I don't want to be a part of something. That's boring. Something. That's led by nobody. Real cool. Or I could be a part of this thing that's led by the creator of everything. That kind of makes it a little cooler. Why don't we ever think? You know? Maybe we do sometimes. Why don't we think of like that more? So that's my closing statement is let's think about and seek God's opinion over our own. Always. In everything. I don't care if it's dinner meals. You're going to start laughing. You're going to be praying, God, what do you want to make for dinner? You'll be like, who cares? Spaghetti? I don't know. Whatever you're going to make. However he speaks to you. I'll laugh so hard if you're going to make spaghetti and he's like burritos. God has a sense of humor. And then you won't have anything to make burritos and then you got to go to the store. That's even worse. In a storm like this. But let's just see what he wants. You know, it's really about him. It's not about us mimicking other people that seem spiritual. It's not about us doing this thing that we've always heard of as church. It's like, what does God want to do here with us? I believe that God wants to do something huge here. I don't believe that he would bring Claudia and I 20 hours away to do nothing. You know? I want to be a team. I want to do this. I want to change the community. I want to see people follow Christ. I want to see things happen. You know, I don't want us just to be sitting here doing this whole maintenance thing every Sunday where it's like, we got our Sunday in, we're good, next week, see ya. Right? So let's change the world. That's all I have. I should stop talking because I ain't going to change nothing in here. So that's it. You guys could think about the words that were said and change the community. A lot of things can happen. A lot of things. There needs to be growth spiritually. If there's growth spiritually, there's probably growth in numbers. I would assume that would follow. But there's always going to be people that will give you flack. Always. I tell, when we go out on First Friday, you know what my goal usually is for them? It's not to lead somebody to Christ. It's to get two people to say no. You know why? Because that'll be the first two people, usually. And then when the second person gives their life to Christ or something, they're like, oh, now I got to find a third person. Yeah, you do. So they can say no to you. Because people will definitely say no. If you want me to give you a percentage, I would say 98 are going to say no, especially first try. So, yeah, you're free to go. Have fun in your community. Go change the world. Make me happy. No, make God happy. And thank you for listening and being quiet. And one more hand for the youth that want to change the world. You are dismissed. I don't think anybody's going to be standing up here to be praying for you, but I know there's a lot of people that are always willing.